Taking refuge in this knowledge, they have attained a nature like mine. They are not born even at creation, nor do they tremble at dissolution. My womb is the great Brahman, in it I place the seed. From this, Bharata, comes the origin of all beings. Whatever forms arise in all wombs, son of Kunti, the great Brahman is their womb, and I am the seed-giving father. Sattva, Rajas, and Tamas, these qualities, born of primal nature, bind the imperishable embodied self in the body, mighty-armed one. Among these, Sattva, being untainted, is illuminating and free from affliction. It binds through attachment to happiness and through attachment to knowledge, blameless one. No Rajas to be of the nature of passion, arising from craving and attachment. It binds the embodied self, son of Kunti, through attachment to action. No Tamas, born of ignorance, to be the deluder of all embodied beings. It binds through negligence, laziness, and sleep, Bharata. Sattva attaches one to happiness, Rajas to action, Bharata. But Tamas, covering knowledge, attaches one instead to negligence. Sattva arises overpowering Rajas and Tamas, Bharata. Rajas arises overpowering Sattva and Tamas, and so does Tamas overpowering Sattva and Rajas. When light arises in this body at all its gates, together with knowledge, then it should be known that Sattva has increased. Greed, activity, the undertaking of actions, restlessness, longing, these arise, bull of the Bharatas, when Rajas has increased. Absence of light, absence of activity, negligence, and delusion, these arise, joy of the Karush, when Tamas has increased. If the embodied self meets dissolution when Sattva has increased, then it attains the pure worlds of those who know the highest. Meeting dissolution in Rajas, one is born among those attached to action. Dissolved likewise in Tamas, one is born in the wombs of the deluded. The fruit of a good action, they say, is untainted and belongs to Sattva. The fruit of Rajas is pain, and the fruit of Tamas is ignorance. From Sattva knowledge is born, and from Rajas greed alone. Negligence and delusion arise from Tamas and ignorance as well. Those established in Sattva go upward, those of Rajas remain in the middle, those of Tamas, dwelling in the lowest condition of the qualities, go downward. When the seer perceives no doer other than the qualities, and knows that which is beyond the qualities, he attains my state of being. The embodied self, having transcended these three qualities that arise from the body, is freed from birth, death, old age, and pain, and attains the deathless.
By what marks, Lord, is one known who has transcended these three qualities? What is his conduct, and how does he go beyond these three qualities?
He does not hate light, activity, or delusion, son of Pandu, when they arise, nor does he long for them when they cease. He who sits apart like one indifferent, unmoved by the qualities, who stands firm knowing only that the qualities are acting, does not waver. The same in pain and pleasure, resting in himself, regarding a clod, a stone, and gold alike. The same toward the dear and the unwanted, steady, the same in blame and in praise of himself. The same in honor and dishonor, the same toward friend and foe alike, having abandoned all undertakings, such a one is said to have transcended the qualities. And he who serves me with unwavering devotion through the discipline of devotion, having transcended these qualities, becomes fit for oneness with Brahman. For I am the foundation of Brahman, of the deathless and the imperishable, of the eternal law, and of unending happiness.
Chapter 15, The Yoga of the Supreme Person.
They speak of an imperishable fig tree with its root above and its branches below, whose leaves are the hymns. One who knows it is a knower of the hymns. Its branches spread below and above, nourished by the qualities, with the objects of the senses as their shoots, and below its roots stretch out, binding one to action in the world of men. Its form is not perceived here in this way, nor its end, nor its beginning, nor its foundation. Having cut down this fig tree with its firmly fixed root, using the strong axe of non-attachment, one should then seek that place from which, once reached, none return, thinking, I go for refuge to that very primal person from whom this ancient activity has streamed forth. Free from pride and delusion, having conquered the fault of attachment, ever dwelling on the self, their desires turned away, released from the pairs known as pleasure and pain, the undiluted reach that imperishable place. The sun does not illumine that place, nor the moon, nor fire. That is my supreme abode, having gone to which none return. An eternal fragment of myself, becoming a living being in the world of the living, draws to itself the mind and the five senses that rest in primal nature. When the Lord takes on a body, and when he departs from it, he takes these along and goes, as the wind carries sense away from their source. Presiding over the ear, the eye, touch, taste, and smell, and the mind as well, he partakes of the objects of the senses. The deluded do not perceive him as he departs, remains, or experiences, joined with the qualities, but those with the eye of knowledge see him. Striving yogis see him established within the self, but those who have not perfected themselves, though striving, being without understanding, do not see him. the radiance dwelling in the sun that illumines the entire world, and that which is in the moon and in fire, know that radiance to be mine. Entering the earth, I sustain all beings by my vital power, and becoming the moon, full of sap, I nourish all plants. Becoming the fire of life dwelling in the bodies of living beings, joined with the in-breath and the out-breath, I digest the four kinds of food. And I am seated in the hearts of all, for me come memory, knowledge, and their loss. I alone am what is to be known by all the Vedas. I am the author of the Vedanta, and I alone am the knower of the Vedas. There are these two persons in the world, the perishable and the imperishable. The perishable is all beings, the imperishable is called the unchanging. But there is another, the highest person, called the Supreme Self, who, entering the three worlds as their imperishable Lord, sustains them. Since I surpass the perishable, and am higher even than the imperishable, therefore I am celebrated in the world and in the Veda as the Supreme Person. One who, undiluted, thus knows me as the Supreme Person knows all there is to know, and worships me with his whole being, Bharata. Thus this most secret teaching has been declared by me, Blameless One. Understanding this, a man becomes wise and has accomplished all that is to be accomplished, Bharata.
Chapter 16. The Divine and the Demonic.
Fearlessness, purity of being, steadiness in the yoga of knowledge, generosity, self-control, sacrifice, study of scripture, austerity, uprightness. Nonviolence, truthfulness, freedom from anger, renunciation, peace, aversion to slander, compassion for living beings, freedom from greed, gentleness, modesty, absence of restlessness.